CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan?
Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan reaches all congested areas. In one fast-acting, uncoated, 3-layer tablet, Dristan, for the first time, combines a decongestant to shrink all swollen membranes, relieve pressure and pain, an exclusive anti-allergent to help keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers to ease body aches, reduce fever. Vitamin C to help build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. For real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion, there is nothing, nothing like Dristan decongestant tablets.
Dear, you up too?
Oh, boy, what a mess this living room is.
I know, and the worst of it is, Aunt Effie and I don't like any of the samples of paint the painters mixed yesterday.
I think it has too much yellow in it. We'll have to tell the painter that. Now, where's the paper with the Italian phrases on it?
I've got it right here. Let's see, too much yellow. Troppo giallo.
Troppo giallo.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't approve of any of this at all. I think you were both foolish to get involved in this. Of all this...
I should think you'd appreciate having a wife who's so considerate of other people, who's willing to help out a perfect stranger.
The point is, you think Mrs. Watson is going to appreciate it.
Yeah. Yes, I do. When we talked to the long distance and said the painters had just walked in, she was frantic. And when I told her I'd make sure it was painted the color she wanted... She thought it was so cute when I said, "Now tell me what to say so I can write down the Italian I'll need to say to the painter."
Yeah, well, it may be cute, but all I know is when you butt into something that really isn't your business, it generally winds up with something going wrong that is not appreciated.
Oh, don't be so pessimistic. Yeah. Now, come on, let's have breakfast before the painters get here.
Here's Dorothy Collins. How can you keep your hands looking young? Use new formula Touché. Hands hurt by the ravages of water, weather, and work. Get quick help from Touché with its special healing action. Touché with silicone forms a light protective screen between your skin and the elements. Under that screen, Touché's beauty oils moisturize and soften. Touché, the only leading popular priced hand lotion with silicones.
Touché. Touché.
All right, come on. Now, eat your breakfast, Betsy.
I am, Daddy.
Signora, perché dobbiamo mischiare altri colori? Questo è bello, signora. Bellissimo.
No, that one is too light. It's troppo chiaro.
Oh, Mommy and Annette are going to spend all day today with the painters, too?
Apparently.
Well, you make him mix more colors. None of them are right.
You got some milk, Betsy?
Uh-huh. Is Mr. Whittaker coming to take a sightseeing, Annette?
Yes, dear. And as soon as the painter gets the right shade of green, then you can go and you can start painting the living room.
No, la signora Watson vuole questo muratino. Never. Senza colore di verde come questo cucino.
Oh, right. It's wonderful the way she's gotten so she can just rattle off that sentence.
Yeah, well, what is it?
That's the one that says, Mrs. Watson wants the walls painted the same color green as the supper pillow.
Ma signora, che c'è di male con questo colore?
Mi dispiace, il colore non è troppo, è troppo scuro, like the green of the sparrow.
Oh, boy.
Questo cuscino.
I think I need another cup of coffee.
Signora, quelle panna non si può prendere lo stesso tinto di verde come avete in un pezzo di panno. Questo è il più vicino che possiamo arrivare al verde di cuscino.
I think I better go back in there and help her out.
Ed io vi ripeto, signora, è impossibile prendere esattamente la stessa tinta con il cuscino. Questo è perfetto.
No, è troppo chiaro. The color has to be soft, Grand Effie. What did we do with the paper with the phrases on it?
Here it is, on the can of paint.
Ma di certo, sono stato in biachino tutta la mia vita, ma è sempre la stessa storia. Le donne credono sempre saperne di più.
Yes, well, I don't know what you're saying, but you'll know what I'm saying if I can find the phrase here. Yes, here it is. I want the color softer. Voglio il colore un poco più leggero.
Più leggero? Ma c'è di malo con questo colore, signora? È bellissimo.
Well, it may be beautiful, but it's not right. There's too much yellow. What was that, Aunt Effie?
Troppo giallo.
That's troppo giallo.
Oh, troppo giallo, troppo giallo. Non c'è.
Honestly, painters are the same the world over. They slap anything on the wall if you didn't stand over them every minute.
The fact is, you don't understand everything he is saying to you.
But I don't have to, dear. You're so amusing. It's just like the painter's at home. He's willing to settle for any color just to get the place painted. And he hasn't gotten the right shade mixed up yet.
The point is...
Now, it makes you wonder how Italians have painted all these magnificent masterpieces in hundreds of churches and museums. And one of them can't even, you know, come in and paint a living room and match the color of a sofa pillow.
Ma ho altro lavoro da fare. Non posso prendere tempo mischiando colori.
No.
Questo è perfetto.
No, no, la signora Watson vuole questo muro dipinto nello stesso colore da verde come questo cuscino, like the green of the pillow. Come questo cuscino.
Look, I want to say something to you.
Non voglio sentirne più del colore del cuscino. Vi dico, è impossibile avere il colore esatto. Questo è perfetto.
No, mi piace, il colore non è esatto.
Look, listen a minute, will you? But because we are Americans, don't you think it's up to us to be more polite when we're in a foreign country?
Look, darling, the painter and I understand each other. Painters and housewives have a universal understanding. He knows we have to go through this.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. He's an Italian. We're Americans who have sublet an apartment in Rome. We should be polite.
Darling, he has to get the color right. He knows it. Painters always put up a fight just to see if they can get by. Now, he knows it. I know it. We know what we're doing. We're getting along fine.
Getting along fine. Obviously, he's mad as hops at you.
Why, he is not. A few minutes ago, we were laughing. He knows he has to get the color right.
But I don't care whether he gets the color right or not. What I do care about is the impression he gets of how Americans behave. Seems to be a little diplomacy is needed.
Dear, please, you stay out of it, huh? I mean, that's one thing painters hate, and that's when a dozen people start...
Look, although I know you can't really understand me, I want to say that you have mixed some beautiful samples of paint. Bella, bella, bella.
This one here,
this is beautiful.
What is he trying to do?
I don't know. Something about a lesson in diplomacy.
Oh, goodness, after all our work.
Now, look, this one I think is about as close as you can come to matching the green of the sofa pillow. There's nothing wrong with this at all.
Too light, dear. Even the painter knows it's too light.
Look, you can't keep the guy mixing paint for 2 days. Now, let us find a sample that comes closest to the green of the pillow. Hey, I tell you what we do. We will show him how Americans do things. We will vote on it.
Oh, vote on it.
Sure.
For heaven's sake.
Buongiorno.
Come in. These girls have this poor painter mixing samples until he's going crazy. Now, I say we'll vote. On the closest. What do you think?
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, let me look them over.
Well, I vote for this one, right here, this one. Now, what about you, Betsy?
No, Daddy, I think that's too light. I like this one.
Oh, I think that one has too much blue in it. But if you're matching the pillar, frankly, this one over here looks closer to it to me.
Oh, no, Alvin. That isn't anywhere near
this
the color.
No.
None of them are right at all.
Now, wait a minute. We're going to vote.
Ma che cosa volete fare? Prende l'opinione di tutti. Zii, cugini, amici, anche una bambina. Fra poco suppongo che chiamerete i passeggeri della strada. Veritate, io so il mio mestiere. Ma fa tutte non sanno più di me. Va bene, allora, va bene. Trovatevi un altro. Io me ne vado.
Well, you and your voting on it. Now he's walked out.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Today's lecture topic, astronomy. Today's definition, any of the luminous bodies seen in the heavens. Specifically, any self-luminous celestial body, exclusive of comets, meteors, and nebulae, is distinguished from the much smaller bodies known as planets that shine by reflected light. Sound like small talk in a planetarium? Well, actually, it's the definition of a star. Let's name a few. Arthur Godfrey, Art Linkletter, and Gary Moore. Amos and Andy, Andy Griffith, Burns and Allen, and Bob and Ray. There's some of the stars heard Monday through Friday here at the Stars Address, CBS Radio. Now, maybe these names don't agree with the star definition in the planetarium, but they definitely agree with you as the finest in daily listening fare. Hear them all, exclusive of comets, meteors, and nebulae, each weekday at this CBS Radio address, the Stars Address.
With no painter, the living room a mess, furniture stacked up, samples of green paint smeared all over the wall.
Well, I'm sorry. I suppose it's my fault, and I don't yet know what I did wrong.
Oh, darling, I ask you please not to interfere. I told you painters are the same the world over, and they expect to have one fussy woman hanging over them to get the color right. But they hate it when the husband and all the other relatives and friends get into the act.
Look, you couldn't understand him. You don't know that's what he was mad at.
Yeah, I got just one word, bambino, and that means baby or child. I assume he didn't like even Betsy being asked her opinion.
Why not? Haven't I a right to an opinion?
Yes, dear, you certainly have. That is the American policy, free speech. Everybody's got a right to say what he thinks.
Well, then I'll say what I think. Now, you can't leave the apartment like this for the Watsons to come back to, so there's another American policy that's very popular right now. Do it yourself. Now, don't all stare at me. What choice do we have?
Oh, heavens, Mr. Whittier, you don't mean we should paint the room?
Oh, yes, it'd be fun. Can I help paint, too?
Sure you can, Betsy.
Well, now, wait a minute. I begin with, I've got some business appointments.
All right, you run right along, son. The girls here can mix up the color they want, and I'll take charge. Traveling's all very well, but frankly, it'll seem kind of good to be doing something for a change that seems like being home again.
Well, all right, if you insist, but I think it's crazy. I mean, I wish I could help you, but I...
Why can't you? You said your first business appointment wasn't until lunchtime, so...
Well, have yourself a paintbrush.
Well,
I think this is the best color right here, but it really needs more blue. It really
more
does.
Blue?
Yes.
No. Needs more green.
My, won't the Watsons be surprised when they see what we've done?
Between the blues and the greens, I got a feeling the Watsons are going to be a real surprise.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Robert Dryden, and Rock Rogers, and is produced by Walter Hart.